It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. The patient is out of the hospital. That's one of the many metaphors that's been used this week to describe the state of the U.S. economy. The Federal Reserve made history Wednesday when it raised interest rates 0.25%. The Fed had set the rate near zero back in 2006 in an attempt to jumpstart an economy that was quickly sliding into recession. This week's rate hike is widely interpreted as a sign that America's financial health is on the mend. But how does the Fed's action translate to us here in Michigan? Joining me in the studio, Charlie Ballard, professor of economics at Michigan State University. Welcome back, Charlie.
Thanks, Mark.
And also with us by phone, Michael Cuss. Michael's an attorney and the general counsel and spokesperson for the Community Bankers of Michigan. Michael, welcome to Current State.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. Charlie Ballard, in layperson's terms, as much as possible, what triggered this hike?
Well, the Federal Reserve has been talking about this for a very, very long time. And they finally believe that they could raise rates without endangering the recovery. Now, there were members of the committee who were very skeptical about that and think that the economy is still, even after all these years, still so weak that they didn't want to raise rates. So you've got some who wanted to raise rates a little bit, some who didn't want to at all. What we got was an increase of 0.25%, and that's a very, very small increase, especially when you start from essentially zero. So even after this, interest rates are still at historic lows. This is not the Fed slamming on the brakes. This is not an overheated economy that they're trying to slow down. They are gently taking their foot off the accelerator.
Michael Cuss, you represent the Community Bankers of Michigan. What can borrowers in our state expect going forward in terms of things like home loans, credit card interest payments, that kind of thing?
Well, I think what you're going to see is, well, first, I think the market anticipated this for quite some time. But I think that what the consumers of Michigan will feel will be, I think, reasonably insignificant. You will see some adjustments in home equities and credit cards. That's probably going to happen at the end of the quarter or the end of the month, as most of these programs are tied to either Wall Street Journal Prime or some other type of prime lending rate. However, I don't think we're going to see a significant change in the mortgage rates, as mortgage rates are really tied to long-term, typically 10-year treasuries. So I don't anticipate we're going to see much of a change in the mortgage rates. There'll be some change in increases in business lending rates, but again, it probably will be 0.25%.
Can you generalize, Michael, about how Michigan's banking sector feels about this move, or are there diverse responses from Michigan bankers about this?
No, I think it's going to be a very positive response. It gives them a little bit more profitability because it gives them a little bit more interest rate spread. And typically, the deposit rates trail, so there'll be some ability to increase profitability, and that's something that'd be very helpful to the community banks in Michigan. But I think generally everybody anticipated this was going to happen, and it's reasonably insignificant when you look at the big picture.
Charlie Ballard, why did rates stay so low for so long? And you make a great point. They're still really low. But why did they stay so low for so long?
Well, we really can't overstate the depth of the Great Recession of 07, 08, and 09. It really led to 9 million job losses nationally, even worse in percentage terms in Michigan. Really a devastating event. And even though we've been coming back from that for 6.5 years now, it was so damaging that there are still signs of weakness. Even though the unemployment rate is now down at pretty good levels, 5% in Michigan, 5% nationally, and actually 3.6% in the Lansing area, that is at the same time that the labor force participation rate is still much lower than it was. So even though the unemployment rate is low, you're only counted as unemployed if you're actually actively looking for work. And millions of Americans appear to have either retired early, or they went on disability, or they're sleeping on their brother-in-law's couch or something. And so there's still some weakness in the labor market. And then the other story is the Fed doesn't want runaway inflation, but they don't want zero inflation. They want prices to be rising a little bit. Their target is 2%. And for years, they've been trying to get inflation to 2%, and they haven't been able to do it. Inflation is still below that significantly. So those are signs that the economy is not overheated. The economy is not. It's growing, which is good.
About 2%, ironically, the last few years, right?
But it's not growing like crazy, right. And it's not getting overheated. And that's why they took so very long. They were very cautious, and I think appropriately so.
Michael Cuss, we're seeing a dramatic improvement in auto sales. Nationally, we're on track, I think, for 18 million in sales, which 6 or 7 years ago seemed like a pipe dream. Given the state's reliance on the automotive sector and on car loans, I presume, could the rate hike slow things down? And if so, how much?
I think that probably because of the incentive programs that the auto industry still has, I don't think it's going to be reflected significantly in the rates that people will be paying on auto loans. They are still relatively low, and when you look at the support that the auto industry gives to auto loans in general and other incentives, I don't believe it's going to have a significant effect initially. So I think we're going to still see the number of automobiles being sold around the country continue to be at that rate for a while.
Mm. The other side of the coin, I suppose, is if that many people have purchased a car in 2015, that means a significant number of people will be delaying their next purchase for a while. Is there a downside to this as well?
I think that probably in the long term there will be. We can't stay at the 17 or 18 million level for forever. And so the question is how long this stretch will go on. I think there was a significant pent-up demand coming out of the Great Recession. Have we fulfilled that demand is a big question at this point. And I think also what you'll see is because there is that anticipation that rates may increase more in the future, you may see actually an acceleration in, for instance, renewal of mortgage loans in anticipation that there may be bigger rate increases in the future. Mm. And those individuals that haven't done it probably will feel that it's an appropriate time to get it done before the rates rise even higher. And you may see the same thing happen in the auto sector.
Charlie Ballard, the price of oil and the price of gasoline probably had something to do with the rebound in the automotive sales numbers as well. Or did it?
Oh, yes, I think so. But I think the general strengthening of the economy had an awful lot to do with the strength in the auto industry. It's not just low gasoline prices, but that has... that has put more money in people's pockets. You're saving maybe $10 a week that you used to be spending on buying gas, and you're not anymore.
And it's going somewhere else.
And
now.
It's going yeah. somewhere else. The Fed policymakers have been a little bit disappointed at how much of that money has been spent elsewhere. A lot of people are not spending all of that dividend from the lower gasoline prices, and that is another way in which the economy hasn't grown quite as fast as we might hope.
We're talking about the Fed's decision to raise interest rates this week and what effect that may have on the Michigan economy. Our guests are Charles Ballard, an economist with Michigan State University, and Michael Cuss is on the line. Michael is general counsel for Community Bankers of Michigan. Michael, some observers say that the Fed has raised rates in what is still a low growth environment. And I stumbled on one credible looking comment on CNBC yesterday from somebody who said rates could very well return to zero in 2016. Is there much of a case for that?
If the economy's growth level stays at the level that it's at, as Charles already indicated, there may be some on the Fed board that might push for pushing it back to zero. Again, I think we're at record low rates of interest. I don't know that that's the reason why the economy is slow. I don't think it has a lot to do with interest rates. I think we just haven't had enough stimulus in the economy to increase. Productivity, for instance. And so you may well have a push by certain members of the Fed to lower it back to zero.
Charlie Ballard, what do you see in 2016? Nationally and for Michigan, to whatever extent you've considered this?
You never know for sure what's going to happen. 5 years ago, we had this conversation, and I did not predict that there was going to be a tsunami and earthquake in Japan, which was going to mess up the whole supply chain. There are always imponderables, you know, will the slowdown in China turn into a meltdown? Will the imbalances in Europe cause a problem? And of course, there's political problems in Syria and Russia and all the rest. But I think if we're reasonably lucky and we don't have some weird thing like that, we're likely to have continued pretty decent growth. The good news is that that might finally get to the point where it reaches down to those at the bottom of the skill distribution and starts to put upward pressure on wages for middle and lower income workers, which hasn't happened very much for a very long time.
Michael Kuss, are you anticipating a second rate hike?
No, I'm not at this point. I think that the Fed's going to let this play out, see how it affects the economy. Will it affect inflation? I think they're going to let it sit for a while, and I don't think there's a lot of movement afoot to want to increase rates any further at this point. And unless we see significant inflation, I think that the Fed will probably let it play out for a while.
Charlie, what about you?
I agree with that completely. I think the Fed's going to be very cautious about any further increases anytime soon.
Charles Ballard is a professor of economics at Michigan State University. He's also director of the annual State of the State Economic Survey. Michael Kuss has also joined us. Michael's an attorney based in Oakland County. He's at the spokesperson and general counsel for the Community Bankers of Michigan. Thanks to both of you for your time.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.